Hello everyone, recording from a studio at the Anderson Career and Technology Center in Williamson, South Carolina. Welcome to Chillcast, the podcast that you can chill out and vibe to. Make sure to follow me on Instagram at Chillcast the Podcast for news and updates, and also make sure to check out my website, which is chillcast.weebly.com, to find out information about me or my podcast. My name is Ethan Rourke, and today I'll be talking about some very sad, shocking, and interesting news stories, and some very cool-looking video games coming out. Don't forget to grab a snack and a drink, and I hope you enjoy it. Before we get started, it's time for the fact of the day. Did you know that a single sneeze travels 100 miles per hour and shoots 100,000 germs into the air? Be sure to wear your mask and to cover your nose when you sneeze to prevent the spread of germs. Alright, let's get on with a very sad story for the sports world. A former NFL player, Lewis Nix, was found dead in Jacksonville, Florida. The 29-year-old's car was found submerged in a retention pond near his apartment. He was reported missing on Wednesday, February 26th. His mother confirmed his death, but the cause of death is yet to be clear. In his early years, Nix was drafted by the Houston Texans after he got a notable collegiate career at the University of Notre Dame. Later on, he suffered a knee injury, which he received while going through his final year at Notre Dame up until the NFL. He inspired many and he represented the NFL in a very positive way. I give my condolences to the family and to his former teammates. Now, onto a more lighthearted story, a space hurricane that has rained electrons was observed for the first time. Scientists saw and observed a previously unknown phenomenon, which is a 620-mile-wide swirling mass of plasma that roiled for hours in Earth's upper atmosphere. Researchers labeled it as a hurricane because it very much resembled and behaved just like a rotating storm. This piques my interest because space is widely unexplored, and that's what makes this exciting. We're learning new things that could be put down in the history books. Now, for our final news story involving Machine Gun Kelly, who knew that he'd have many career paths when he apparently wanted to be a Jedi. The stars aligned for this rapper, actor, and director who was inspired by Star Wars when understanding that his destiny was a multi-hyphenate star. This 30-year-old recently sat down for an interview with Radio.com's Soundspace on Sunday, March 7th, where he then performed Tickets to My Downfall, Concert for Aliens, My Ex's Best Friend, and Bloody Valentine, all of these being from his Billboard 200 number one album, Tickets to My Downfall. He also opened up about the moment when he realized his path was multi-fixated when he found himself idolizing and imitating movie characters. Machine Gun Kelly has made music with many known singers, such as Black Bear and Camila Cabello. Machine Gun Kelly is also known for not just his music, but for his outgoing personality. Alright everyone, that was our final news story for today. Now, it's time to move on to my favorite section of this episode, news on the newest video games coming out. To all of you Nintendo Switch players out there, here's a few games that you can be expecting to come out soon. Our first game is Monster Hunter Rise, which is an action RPG that will transport players to the colorful Kimura Village, an all-new serene mountain locale that attracts visitors with its unique culture and innovative hunting technologies. While in the village, you'll have locals telling you about a horrible beast that has been spotted nearby. This beast threatens to plunge the world into chaos, just like another monster did half a century ago. These villagers will turn to you as a monster hunter to track down these dangerous monsters and slay them to prevent another disaster. This game is set to release on March 26th of this year, so get ready. On to our next game, which should get all of you Pokemon fans excited, is called New Pokemon Snap. This game will include more than 200 Pokemon species from the series' 8 generations, and Professor Mirror will judge your photography skills as you travel through this exciting Pokemon-filled region. This game will release on April 30th of this year, so get your Pokemon gear ready. To all of you sports and Mario fans, here you go. Mario Golf Super Rush, which is set to release on June 25th of this year, is an RPG-like golf adventure. Intuitive motion of bunt controls, a short gauge that adapts to the curve of the course, and other new features make it easy for both new players and seasoned pros to drive and putt with power. Alright, let's move on to the Xbox, PS4, and PS5 games. Our first game is Resident Evil 8 Village, a survival horror game. Before I explain this game, just know that I've played Resident Evil 7 Biohazard and it is a great game. The graphics are phenomenal, the story is jaw-dropping, and the main character's name is Ethan, which I was happy about. I've seen people play the DLC and it was amazing. Now, back to what I was saying. This is a sequel to Resident Evil 7's story, but the developers decided to call it Village to signify how the village the game takes place in is a key element. This story is set a few years after the events of Resident Evil 7, the 8th major event in the Resident Evil series. This all-new storyline sees Ethan Winters and Mia Winters, his wife, settling into a new peaceful life together. But your past always comes back to haunt you. Just as they think they've moved on from the past, Chris Redfield attacks their home and kidnaps their daughter, Rosemary. Ethan's hunt for his daughter leads him to a village where everything isn't quite what it seems. This game is set to release on May 7th of this year, so get ready to jump back once more into Ethan's story. Our next game is Deathloop, a PS5 exclusive. Your character's name is Colt, an assassin stuck in a time loop, waking up on a beach at the island of Black Reef. Long story short, Colt will be tasked with taking out 8 targets across the island before midnight. But if even one is left alive, Colt will be sent back to the beginning of the loop and it'll be reset and all of his work will be undone. This game is set to release on May 21st of this year, so get ready for a challenge. This next game I'll be talking about is Knockout City, a team-based competitive multiplayer game whose gameplay rules resemble dodgeball. The player's goal is to attack enemies from the opposing team by knocking them out with a ball. This game will challenge the player to think rationally and play it smart. It'll support crossplay between PC, Nintendo Switch, PS4, and PS5, and Xbox One and Series X and S. This game is set to release on May 21st of this year, so get ready to dodge, throw, and win. Our next game is Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart, another PS5 exclusive. This game will explore the story of the titular characters as they traverse across worlds in multiple realities to stop a villainous emperor from exploiting the catastrophic dimensional collapse by a malfunctioning device to instigate a plan of exterminating organic life in all universes. Will you be able to stop this? This game is set to release on June 11th of this year, so get ready. Our final game for this episode is Outriders, a third-person shooter mixed with the elements from role-playing games. In the beginning, you choose from 4 different classes, each having their own unique abilities that all players can utilize. As the players explore, they can explore different hub areas, talk to non-playable characters, and complete side missions. The premise for this game is when humanity tried to colonize the alien planet Enoch went astray as the expedition team encountered a massive energy storm known as the Anomaly during their search for a mysterious signal, which could indicate hope for humanity's future. This storm also grants Enoch's inhabitants and the colonists superpowers. Outriders will be playable on PS4 and PS5, Xbox One and Series X and S, and some other consoles. This game is set to release on April 1st of this year, so be prepared to have some fun. Before I end the video game section for this episode, just know that some of these games are playable on other platforms as well, such as Windows, Stadia, and Google Stadia. Also, some of them already have demos out as well, so be sure to check those out. These news stories were pretty interesting and a bit sad, but there's always light to be shed on them. These video games coming out look insane, and I can't wait for them to release to the public. Alright, that was episode 2 of Chillcast, the podcast that you can chill out and vibe to. Again, make sure to follow me on Instagram at Chillcast, the podcast, for news and updates. And also make sure to check out my website, which is chillcast.weebly.com, to find out information about me or my podcast. Thank you all for tuning in, and I hope you all enjoyed it. As usual, have a great rest of your day, and take care.